Hello and welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Yemei Ratzon Tefillah Challenge Day 1. My name is Shira Hochheimer. This is a very important time of year. On Rosh Hashanah, everything that will happen the entire year is decreed. On Yom Kippur, our fate is sealed. These days are the most important days of our life, and we have 1 month to get ready. Over the next 40 days, we are going to focus on tefillah, prayer, which is part of tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah that get rid of bad decrees. I was thinking, what would be the most meaningful and direct way to improve our prayers? I realize that there is a prayer that we say 3 times a day, whether it is a holiday or a weekday, and most of us don't realize the power it contains. Chazal tell us that if we say this prayer 3 times a day, we are guaranteed a place in the world to come. That's a pretty good promise. So if we spend this month making this prayer meaningful to us now, we'll have something we appreciate throughout the upcoming year that has a great return. This tefillah is Ashrei. What is Ashrei? It's the 145th chapter of Tehillim composed by David HaMelech. The chapter of Tehillim actually begins with the words Tehillah LeDavid, a song of praise for David. In our Siddur, chapter 145 is preceded by 2 psukim of prologue, which each start with the word Ashrei, which is how this section of the Siddur became known as Ashrei. So what makes Ashrei the express ticket to eternity? The Ben Yehoyada cautions that Ashrei is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. We need to take the lessons of Ashrei into our heart and live them for it to have an impact. There is a lot of potential. We can get Olam Haba, but we need work to take advantage of it. I'd like us to do that work together over the next 40 days. However, that work comes with a big warning sticker. If Ashrei is so lofty and important, who am I to say that I could have access to its power? The Radak tells us Ashrei contains in it the wonders of Hashem. Who am I to think and reflect on the wonders of God? This promise of Ashrei getting us into Olam Haba, maybe it's limited to very holy people. Why are we bothering to study it at all? Maybe we should focus on something that we can actually attain. The Shirei David tells us that we should not fall into this trap of thinking negatively. According to Halacha, even if we're late to shul or we have to skip other portions of Pesukei de Zimra, we never skip Ashrei, because the promise of Ashrei is available to everyone who tries to say it properly. Ashrei is the prayer that gets us ready every day to say Shemona Esrei, to stand before Hashem. What better way to get ready for Rosh Hashanah than to get ready to stand before Hashem in prayer? I think if we come to Rosh Hashanah with the power of Ashrei, we'll be in a pretty good spot. Ashrei also has in it so many important messages that can move us to become the best people we can be, not just during El through Yom Kippur, but throughout the year. Over the next 40 days, my goal is for us to learn each pasuk of Ashrei. We're going to learn about Hashem and His kindness and power, which will inspire us to pray with greater intention. It will instill within us a deep bitachon and faith in Hashem. As we learn about Ashrei, I plan to also include a challenge for ourselves. Some of these challenges will be Bein Adam L'Makom, in our service of Hashem. Some of the challenges will be Bein Adam L'Chavero, kindness to other people. As we explore Ashrei, if we don't change who we are, then our prayers are merely lip service. We need Ashrei to enter our hearts to have access to its power. As we said, Chazal have promised that reciting Ashrei 3 times a day in prayer makes us into people who are worthy of Olam Haba, the ultimate reward. Let's make that our reality together.